Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This update is brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Starting with the Dolphins, who gave up a 17-0 lead on their way to a 27-24 loss in Carolina. The Dolphins are now 1-4 on the season. Next up, Miami hosts the Chargers on Sunday. Week 5 wraps up tonight with the Chiefs and Jaguars on Monday Night Football. Over to the Canes, who came in at 2 in the AP poll after Saturday's win over FSU. Miami is off this week. They'll host Louisville a week from Friday. To the Heat, who will continue the preseason tonight at home against the Bucks. Tip-off is at 7:30 from the Kaseya Center. The game can be heard here on WQIM. And in baseball, the Blue Jays took a 2-0 series lead over the Yankees with a 13-7 win. And the Mariners beat the Tigers 3-2 to tie up their series at 1. The Joe Rowe Show continues now.
Logically, a game like this, where, you know, you have the emotions, you come out, you're ahead, and then all of a sudden what happens. How do you dig out of that and motivate and get ready for it? Because the game's not going to stop.
The one takeaway that I did receive during the games, there was not splintering, there was not phases being frustrated with each other. Everybody wanted to make a play and wanted to play 11 people as one. And I think that losses are tough, but who really cares? Like, that we deserve for it to feel terrible. And in that, you find out exactly who people are. I have confidence in who the people are in the locker room and the coaching staff. And, led by me, we have to no one cares about our feelings. And, that is a hard one to deal with, but it should be. If not more, for everybody that decides to cheer for us and turn on the TV. So that's not acceptable. We'll never be. And when you win plus minus and you have a 3-score lead, you have to lean on an opponent in both on both sides of the ball on the line of scrimmage. And we were incapable. So get back to the drawing board and fix that immediately.
All right, that was Mike McDaniel, our guy, Kim Bocamper, asking a lot of questions yesterday. He is obviously a little frustrated. Guy's been with the organization for 50 years since got drafted down here in the first round many, many years ago to what it is right now. It's a lot of frustration, a lot of people that have been affiliated with this thing, and it's just the old, here we go again. What's Mr. Ross going to do? Is anything going to change? Are we just going to keep saying the same things and having the same results? Here we go again. Nobody quit. Yeah, I don't get it. Nobody's going to quit. I mean, you know, you plan for a check and future and want to keep playing and all those things. But it's bad. There should be nobody mad about anything said or written about you or said about you on social media. If you're in there and you're part of that training group, by the way, that whole training facility too, I'm not just talking, and I'm not talking about the trainers, and I'm not talking about the great food they get and all those marks they get, has nothing to do with that. The guys in the front office, led by Chris Greer, the coaching staff, led by Mike McDaniel, and the players, I don't know how you turn around. Right now, we got some deep, serious problems. We can't run the ball, and we can't stop the run. That's a big problem. This all goes back. We're going to be more physical, and we're going to put more emphasis on being more physical, and we're going to draft a guy in the second round on one side and a veteran on the other, one injured and one really struggling. And then the defensive line, going to be some growing pains, and you got to stick with them. God, I know. Can't believe I said it again. I can't wait to hear Omar, too. He's going to join us a little bit later on here. But the young guys have officially hit the wall. But they're not the only ones. Oh, no. There's plenty to go around when you run the ball like that. And by the way, it's not some they're getting beat on trick plays and stuff. It's running mostly between the tackles. Staying with blocks, a little different blocking schemes, but they're hitting between the tackles. And the holes opened up again yesterday. And you had a backup running back. Rico Dowdle probably going to be player of the week, right, Woody? 23 carries, 206 yards.
Ah, yes, Joe. I would 9 yard average. Conversation, yes.
It's
look, man, it gets frustrating every week. You could play the same comments over and over again. We got to look in the mirror. We got, you know, the guys in the locker room.
It's all getting old.
It's the same crap every week, Joe. And I understand like what you're trying to do. You're trying to think of things like what they can do better and how they can fix different. This team sucks. They can't fix any of these things or they would have by now.
Yes.
Right. You're five games into this thing and this is what they are. They are one of, if not the worst team in that league.
They are one of the 7-1-4 teams. And of course the Jets are the only team left that hasn't won a game. I would just say this veteran, you're right. Veteran players, what you see is what you get, man. The guys have been around. If they're playing well, probably gonna Waddle's probably going to keep playing well. The Darren Waller story is truly, it's too bad. I mean, we couldn't get him a ball in the second. It's incredible. Somebody to tell me I can't get you the ball. Can you imagine telling Darren Waller to half, hey, sorry, I couldn't get you the ball in the second half. We couldn't figure out anything. Wait a sec. All those guys that got some form of coordinator behind their name and we can't figure out a way to get him a ball with a free release, 6'6", it can run like that? Sorry. We're going to all meet again. I'd like to see her at some of those meetings from all those brilliant people that know a lot more about football than I do.
And here's the thing. I know fans want blood this morning, but it's like, what are you even going to do at this point, man? Like,
you can't fire
Anthony Weaver the job. Like,
no, you
the
can't.
Defense is horrific.
You can't fire your
guys.
You don't
let him run the thing?
You can't fire your guys. You're right.
It's not, just so you're just dug into it at this point. But, like, man, you got to go through that. You're five games into this thing. You got a long way to go here of this mess.
All right. Well, I realize that, but let's talk about so let's talk about how to get changes.
But this was the easy part of your schedule too.
Yeah,
these were like you circled Carolina.
Oh yeah,
I mean, I go back to last week.
Hey,
what
listen,
you were saying about Carolina?
They're bad. They're not a very good team.
Told me to take me to Catch and Cut. See Bo out there.
I think I
although
did
Bo
say
seems
that.
A little bit riled up in that press conference.
He might punch you in the face. So
I know he
leave
may.
That alone
know,
for a
I
second.
Know. I'll stay away from all the Dolphins.
But guys. But I got to tell you, yeah, man, that's a terrible loss. They're a really bad team. They
yes.
are a really bad team, and they ran. I think they were running for about 100 yards a game. They were struggling. Everything a passing game. You saw the quarterback.
They probably put all their stats up in that one game too, right? Where they had that win.
It's just and they're down 17-0, you're thinking, oh, this game get healthy, fourth quarter, maybe get some different guys in and just feel good coming back home for the Chargers. And maybe, you know, maybe you can get that thing going. They got their own problems now. They've lost a couple of games in a row. But no. Oh, no. So here's the thing, because everybody been texting me this morning and last night, hey, something's got to be done, man. Something. What? They're not going to keep doing this. This is – and so until they feel it from their fan base and it affects that part.
But what more can fans do, though? Like, I feel like the fans voiced their frustrations last year, and the owner
and
was
he still
like,
came back.
No,
yes.
No. We're going to do it again. And it's kind of funny. So every time the Dolphins, they tweet out the final score, every game they blow, and I'll look underneath. I just like to read some of the comments, see what people are saying. And there's always a few people that'll post that thing that Ross sent out.
Oh, from last year?
Yeah.
That one we got hit with after the game.
Hey, man, I feel so bad for this fan base because it is
– yeah.
It is another year that you have to go through this crap. And
so Mr. Ross was there yesterday.
Was he? He was there again? He's watching this stuff?
No. So like I keep hearing he's not happy. He's not happy. And I'm like, okay, I get it. Nobody's happy. No one that likes this team that's grown up or been around this team or just taken on this team and like the colors of the uniform or something. Nobody can be happy with this thing, man.
The problem is, what are you going to do now? Like firing Mike? I mean, even if you did that today, if they came out this morning like Mike's out, are people going to be happy? Like, do you think it doesn't change anything? I think if anything, it'll look worse. I don't think this is all on Mike, to be quite honest with you.
No,
Joe.
I don't think either.
He's been calling offensively. He's been calling, I don't know, decent enough games, but
until yesterday, yeah,
for a while he was calling.
No, he went through, he did. He's gone through a couple of games where he called really good games. But so now, to your point, and it's a good one, Woody, let's not forget about Chris Greer. Let's not
fire
Chris.
What does that do except for make fans happy for a day? Like, and then you got to get back to reality of that you have a crap team.
Yeah, but who
firing Chris is not going to make things better right now.
Oh, right now, nothing you can do.
Of course, Chris is not going to survive this year, but like, again, I just at this point in time, what are we doing besides just like helping the fans
trying to
get through this process,
trying to figure out. I agree. Listen,
Chris
Greer
can never be involved in another personnel decision in this organization.
He can never
be involved again.
I would not allow him to make any moves of any kind. I don't want to hear.
If they're going to start trading guys off before the deadline, if they're going to start doing stuff like that, it needs to be someone else doing it. That'd be the only reason I get rid of the guy. But again, like,
by the way, they let him make some kind of move that's fairly big.
No more save your ass moves.
Yeah.
No more, man.
No more that, hey, how about pulling this one off? And by the way, the timing of Cam Smith getting rid of him was really good to wait till you got a win in there and sneak it in there. That was,
these guys are
great PR.
They came back with a significantly worse team than they did. They had the year
they
before.
Did. And you know what?
They sold you on a bunch of crap.
Some people saw it. Some people did see it. And for those of you that didn't drink the Kool-Aid, you're right.
You realize Chris is one of the all-time salesmen, right? Whatever it is that he has been able to sell Ross on, who was a smart man, obviously.
Well, I will tell you.
Whatever he has sold Mr. Ross on over these last few years.
This is what I always hear with Chris Greer and that beautiful smile and that really friendly personality. Mm-hmm. And by the way, if you had a popularity contest at the whole facility and the whole organization, Chris might finish top five.
Yeah. Well, what did it say in that letter? Guy. What did it say? Everyone gets along or something or the working relationship?
No, I get it.
Or...
His relationship. And I think Stephen Ross from the outside in has given him, like, I get Mr. Ross that you like him. I get it. I mean, I get it, man. Everybody likes him. Everybody likes Chris. And, but man, it's just time. It's time. I mean, this ain't working. And you're right. You're right on some of this, man. I agree.
And look, man, too, you've been left in the dust by teams like New England, who are in a complete rebuild mode.
The way, that's
they've completely passed your ass
Woody,
off.
That's a great point. They went all in on free agency, and they went all in on the draft last year, and look at the results. They took a tough loss a couple weeks ago, turned over five times in a tough last-second loss. Look at how they bounced back. They beat the you-know-what out of Carolina, and they went into Buffalo, and they friggin' won. Buffalo turns the ball over three times. They went in with confidence, that young quarterback.
They're in the playoffs, by the way. Like, if the season I'm just saying they are in the playoffs. They have a winning record.
That was a little dogpiling.
No, it's not. No, it is. Fact
you win
that,
five games.
Like, that team
you're the
should
fat
not be
kid.
Passed
you're
where you're at right now.
You're the fat kid that just jumped on the pile to put so the poor guy at the bottom is, like, crying. Please.
By the way, the
me.
Dolphins deserve every dog piece of dogpiling they get today.
All right, we got to go to break here. Yeah, no question about it. It was brutal. It was brutal. And whatever. The best you can do is I have a good feeling for my guys. They haven't quit on me. Everybody seems to want to get this. I'm like, great. We've heard that. That's great. What are we going to do about it? Hey, I'll tell you what. The guys doing their job right now are Baptist Health South Florida and those doctors. Wow, what a great sports medicine program. Where do the pros go? Enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins. Man, I am talking about an unbelievable staff of all-star lineup, team doctors and specialists they put together to take care of a lot of our teams. And not only that, but take care of high school, college and professional athletes, not just here in South Florida. A lot of athletes come here for a second opinion or to see our doctors for knee and shoulder and foot and ankle, hand specialists, back specialists, hip and knee replacement. Doctors have the latest in technology, some of the cool things they're doing right now. Hey, man, they're doing it all. And it's about understanding sports injuries. This is what they deal with. They're ready to help you with three great facilities. And I know Doctors Hospital and Baptist Health South Florida are all over South Florida. But I want to let you know they got some other great facilities to go to. At Hard Rock Stadium, right next to the training facility, 595 and Pine Island Implantation. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. It's about getting you healthy, back out playing the sports you love the most.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
No one wants to start the season 1-4. you know, it's not like our team goes out there and we want to give up this, or we want to not convert our third downs in the second half. You know, there's just so many things that go into it, and we got to figure this out. And we got to figure this out now. You know, like, this feeling sucks. It's not a good feeling.
No, it's not, Tua. We finally agree on something, Tua. You're right. It's not a good feeling for anybody. 1-4, Dolphins yesterday. And by the way, before we get rolling here, I got to say good morning to my good friend, my really good friend Hunter up in Augusta. Had on his way to school today, had a little breakfast with him, got caught up on some business yesterday. He was at the game yesterday with his family. And so I want to say, Hunter, have a great day. I'm sorry. Sorry about yesterday, man. I was feeling good at 17. I was feeling good, man, up 17 like that. But, Hunter, I'm sorry, man. But, listen, don't let him mess up your day. Go get some A's at school today, and we're going to be all right. So I wanted to just shout out to my buddy there, spend a little time in the morning with him so I could drink some extra coffee and get ready, having no idea what I was going to be seeing. Another creative way to lose to a team that's not very good. And that was a team they played yesterday. Hey, by the way, good news is, boy, I'll tell you what, for anybody watching Saturday night, it was fun, man. Canes jumped out 28-3, got a little scary there in a little bit. I don't know how stressed you were about it. But they kicked their butts around pretty good on the road, man. Pretty good, even though they're outscored 19-0 in the fourth. A lot of great performances, which are a really good sign. And as we've all said, both sides of the football got a lot of really good players right now. Really, really good players at every level of the team. There really isn't a weakness on the team right now. And usually, you know, you look at this thing and Mario's keeping everybody focused. If you missed it, he'll be on with us a little bit later on. We'll have him on in the 9 o'clock hour again and talk to Mario, who was pretty fired up about everything. And I guess doesn't really care about being number two in the country right now. He said, hey man, we got to focus and not worry about that stuff.
You just won the toughest game you had left on your schedule. You know, and I know that I know they've had a tough time in the ACC, Joe, but this team feels a whole heck of a lot different, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, it does.
The conservative stuff at the end of the games is, yes, it's a little concerning. They've done it against the good teams that they've played, but yeah, I mean, you're not going to play another team like that in an atmosphere like you just played in.
Louisville's got a nice little team. You're going to have, you know, the ACC's a little sneaky.
I mean, you got four more home games.
Got four more home games,
right?
Including Friday night.
It sets up.
They have been great at home.
I think one of the great things that come out of that game is we finally got to see them, you know, let Carson Beck let it rip. Right? I mean, he looked fantastic out there.
He did. He made some. He made some great throws. He did.
I will tell you though, I mean, the guy has an unbelievable amount of time to throw.
Yes.
Like it is truly incredible how long that guy has to stand back there in the pocket.
It's good for quarterback business, man. There's no question. Yeah. Cam must have said, hey, Carson, man, you got all my guys, most of them from last year. You need to go there, man. That's a good situation. And some of those guys, you'll be okay throwing to them, man. They'll be nice. And by the way, the stories, this story with Malachi Toney, not to just pick him out, but the fact that he's a true freshman and the way he's playing as their leading receiver is just, and some of the moves he made after the catch, had another one called back because of a penalty. It's a penalty. It's a mistake. But boy, he is something else, man, and has been since day one when he got here, said, hey, this is going to be my position. But everybody goes, okay, well, he'll get some playing time. And now it's like, oh, he's our number one receiver, along with C.J. Daniels, who's been around. But this guy is, and he's tough. He blocks to the point every guy wants to fight him because he won't let up. Just everything you like about this guy and this team. and to have some young guys as part of it. Look at the Reuben Bain and Mezidor stories, the linebackers, the safeties. You heard earlier we talked to Coach about it. And this Bryce Fitzgerald story, his third interception, safety out of Columbus High School. Some really, really, really cool stories. And by the way, there's something that I wanted to say about the state and being state champions now, that Mario, people are like, why is he making such a big deal? Somebody asked me over the week, why is he making such a big deal about state champions? I said, recruiting, period. Well, yeah, they're 2 years in a row where they're going, you decide we're recruiting you and they're recruiting you. You tell me what program you liked when you watched the game more. When we beat them at their house and they came to our house and we beat them and we beat them up there. I just want to remind anybody, because listen, Mario's recruiting guys that either have committed or are considering going to Florida State in Florida. That's always going to be. It's always been that way. They're going to get their share of them. There's no question about it. Same with the transfer portal. They're going to get some guys. Mario's not going to get everybody, but he just wants a reminder on the guys he really wants that we are state champions. There are a lot of guys. There are a lot of guys at that game. Florida State had a lot of their recruits there. The Florida Gators have a lot of recruits when they go to their games, and they just want a reminder to everybody that, hey, we want to let you know the three best teams in this state that aren't Miami have all lost again for a second straight year to Mario Cristobal's group. So pretty smart move, man. Pretty smart. Because he's like, hey, state champs again. Just that's all we can do right now. We're state champs right here.
Gators looked a whole heck of a lot better on Saturday too, huh?
They did, man.
Hey, but I'll tell you, you want to get right, you just play the Manning kid.
Boy, I'll tell you what, Texas.
You play against that kid, you're in good shape.
Florida, that's a good win for
I can't
Florida.
Believe how bad he is. For what they did to that poor kid during the offseason.
That is
so messed up what they did to him.
There is. I'd be willing to place a bet with anybody that he comes back to school next year.
Yeah. Isn't the guy that talked him up that said he's the next Tebow, isn't he like leaving sports or something?
I don't know.
Did he say that take was so bad I got to run for office or something?
No. Paul Feinbaum. No,
yeah,
I don't know.
He goes, the sports thing's not for me.
But apparently it's like strong take, and that was.
Yeah.
He not only went that he's going to be the first player in the draft taken.
He said he was the next Tim Tebow.
The next Tim Tebow.
Yeah. He did. Going to be the greatest college player ever. Yeah.
We're going to see things happen, and we have seen. By the way, you think that's bad. How do you feel if you're Penn State?
Oh.
And you go to L.A. to play to UCLA. The stadium's half full. The Rose Bowl looked empty. The top part, they had to put Rose Bowl signs up. And then on top of that, they fired their coaching staff. They hadn't won a game, and they beat you. How's that happen? I don't know how that happens. And
maybe it's just not great to have college kids flying from one end of the country to the other for these conference games. I don't know.
That take was weak. Penn State and UCLA aren't recruiting the same kids.
I understand.
They're not even paying the same money to the kids.
Well, they should be. They're the same conference.
They hadn't won a game.
No one cares about UCLA up there? Is that what you're telling me?
They have been, they've always taken a backseat to their brothers in that private school at USC. Yes. Yeah. But man, what a bad loss for Penn State. I thought they're going to come back in second half, and
defense was supposed to be good. Well, they got torched.
I don't know. They did. That was, hey man, you just never know. And I know we got some NFL stuff coming up here. Oh man. Crazy games. The Arizona plays that happened in the Arizona game. I just got to see some of it this morning. I didn't see it. I saw a shotgun snap hit the quarterback in the head hard. I saw another guy go into the end zone and let the ball go before he got into the end zone.
They're saying he hurt his foot on that play. I'm still going to stick to I think he got a concussion from getting hit by the snap.
You can't get a concussion from a long
snap. He's 4 feet tall.
There's no way, no matter what, you can't snap the ball hard enough to give a guy a concussion with that helmet on.
Well, you got to see the battle of the smallest quarterbacks in the league on Sunday. You got to see it in person.
I got to see a couple of,
Bryce
Alabama
Young looks
guys.
Like he couldn't quarterback a peewee team. I mean, what are people thinking when they draft these guys? I know Kyler Murray was supposed to be like the, He was supposed to be great. And
I think Russell Wilson
generational and all this stuff.
I think Russell Wilson really helped all the 5'10 guys. I do. I think Russell Wilson had some really good years in Seattle, and they said, hey, these guys are Arizona. Oh, boy.
Russ is sitting back there laughing while his
I got mine. Team goes Russell Wilson's going, yeah. I got mine. Don't worry.
Another winless team got.
By the way, Russell Wilson's not quitting anytime soon either. He's like, what team's next?
Yep.
Want to trade me? I'll come to your team. Give me a chance to play. All right. We got to go to break here, Woody. We'll get to your segment coming up here in Hollywood's headlines here. And
we'll whip around some of these games. You want to do that?
Yeah, we can do that. Anything.
You were talking college. I was going to hit on that Clemson, North Carolina game.
Oh. He said everything could be cleaned up.
Yeah, sure.
Belichick, he was like, nah, everything we can clean up. I was like, I'm going, Bill, you don't have any talent. I don't know. The coaching looks bad, but there's a problem there. Clemson looked like the number one team in the country, the way they beat them up.
They spent a lot of money putting that staff and that team together. I don't know, man.
Yeah. All right.
Doesn't seem like it's going to end well.
No, it's not.
A lot of the same comments, by the way, coming from our pro football team that I guess you heard from Belichick there.
All similar these things stuff. Can be. Yeah. Well, Mike just wants everybody to know that nobody's quitting on him.
Ah, okay.
That's what.
Well, you got to survive week to week, right?
Hey, let's go to break here, Woody, before I get too late here. I have been just terrible about being on time on this show. Not that it matters. My boss doesn't get up till 10, but hey. I do want to talk to you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Man, I'm telling you right now, you're looking for a new truck? Huh? Started looking around. Hey, you're a truck person. That's what you drive, man. You want it? You want something you can depend on that's durable? And nothing like a South Florida Chevy dealer truck, man. I'm telling you right now, the durable Colorado with the standard turbo max engine and impressive torque to the Silverado 1500, always ready, steady, and strong, delivering all the power you could ever want, man. Advanced technology for the workday workhorse and the weekend warrior. Yeah, we know the truck you're looking for. I know a lot of you guys out there work 6-7 days a week. That's how you make a living. Sometimes you work a lot of hours on the weekend. You might need that Silverado HD. Boy, you can feel confident. You'll have all the power you need. Legendary horsepower. One of the hardest working beds in the business. Hey, whether it's a midsize, full-size, or heavy-duty truck, Chevy pickups will never let you down. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag.
Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today here? I'm just starting to wake up a little bit here.
Yeah, all right. Ooh. Oh, you're just starting now?
Yeah, man.
Well, all right.
Sorry about that.
That's concerning because you were bouncing off the walls for the first 90 minutes or so here. But all right, let's jump into it here, Joe. Colts appear to still be pretty good the Raiders, who are not very good. 40-6. It's going to be quite a battle, by the way, for the first pick.
I got to laugh.
Dolphins are very much in the mix. Don't you guys worry.
Oh.
We had the Saints and Giants yesterday. The Saints won that game, so they got a win.
They beat
the Giants. Are 1-4.
How did the rookie quarterback play for the Giants? I didn't see. How did he play?
They put up 14 points, Joe.
Okay.
So I'll let you do the math there. Cowboys beat the Jets 37-22. Jets are in the lead.
They're the only team. They're very lonely right now.
Yes. Boy, they are an absolute mess. The Eagles and the Broncos. This was an interesting game here. Philly had a big lead in this one. And the Broncos outscored them 18-0 in the fourth quarter. Went on to win the game.
I would have lost money on that one.
Did you have the Eagles? I have your numbers, by the way. Apparently you had a rough weekend.
The Broncos, though. You picked the Broncos.
Yep, yeah. I had the Broncos.
But see? You had a rough weekend.
I did.
Yeah, 3-5 on the week brings you to 34-28 on the season. So you're still having a good year, but a tough week in week 5.
Yeah, not.
You're plus money, though. You're plus money.
All right. So you're trying to make me feel better. I had a rough one. All right.
The Texans might have just ended the Ravens season.
Jeez.
44-10 was the final there.
That's more than just a Lamar Jackson problem right there. Jeez.
Well, they're in the 1-4 club. It's a very exclusive club, apparently, at this point. But
I feel a lot better about being their 1-4 than our 1-4.
I don't know, man. They were pretty rough. But
starting with their GM down, I feel a lot better.
Okay.
About it.
All right. Fair enough. The Titans, they're 1-4. They beat the Cardinals 22-21. The Cardinals are unbelievably pathetic. I don't know if you
what's their record now?
So they're 2-3, but they're still, they should be 1-4. I don't even know what else they've played, but they should be 1-4. They had guy running into the end zone, just drops the ball. Second straight week that's
happened.
Did
he try to celebrate early, or was he just?
He was like, I'll flip the ball, and he just threw it out the back of the end zone. Just flipped it right out the back of the end zone.
Why does every guy feel like they get close to that end zone and they got to put some extra mustard on that hot dog? Why?
My instant answer would be that they are point shaving, but
don't do that.
I don't accuse anyone here this morning.
You know, that's where we are now. Somebody sees a play that looks a little shaky and they go, he's on the take. That's good, Woody. It's good stuff.
It's very possible he got a call at halftime and was like, hey, we're going to money line the Titans here.
Okay.
It's paying off, 10-1. Should this situation
Is that your take today?
I don't know, because another guy picked off Cam Ward and then dropped the ball in his own end zone, which ended up being a touchdown. And then that 3-foot quarterback have over there couldn't get a first down, so they kick it back.
So everybody's on the take now. Is that your take this morning?
Everybody. I think if you're running into the end zone, you throw the ball at the back of the end zone. I think, there needs to be at least warrants an investigation.
They probably ought to hire your ass because you're so good at this stuff.
I will.
I wish you would.
I'll be the director of integrity.
You should. Because every time something bad happens, somebody's on the take because you gamble.
Well, sport needs a little integrity.
Might mess up your Hard Rock app a little bit.
Well, if we're going to take bets, we need a little integrity in our game. Buccaneers, they won another crazy game here, 38-35. Over the Seahawks. They get a late field goal to win this one. Baker Mayfield, another monster game.
Baker Mayfield's the MVP, and not even close. He's
my God. I had to think about that for a sec. You might actually be right.
Last second drives. I mean, hey, we know what last second drives look like here. They win every one of their games. That guy gets the ball. He goes, man, I just expect to win.
Well, I mean, in fairness, that guy's 100 times the player our quarterback is. But
what else you got?
The Lions look like they're back as well, Joe. 37-24 over the Bengals. The Bengals have some quarterback problems, though, to say the least. But the Lions are 4-1. After the, remember, they lost that bad game in the opener. We thought they're cooked.
The Lions might just be the best team in football this week. This week.
Yeah.
Now it changes. It changes.
Well, let's wait till Kansas City plays tonight, okay?
They can't be the best team tonight.
Kansas City's the best team in football if they win this game tonight.
Jacksonville's stepping in a place they haven't been, playing a Monday night football game or Sunday. They don't play a lot of these primetime games.
No, they don't. But here's the, so this is a really weird one. Did you see what happened with Xavier Worthy?
No, what now?
So apparently he practiced all week. He was okay. You're saying his ankle swelled up on the plane or something? And now he's questionable for tonight?
What?
So anyway, if you have him like on your fantasy team like I do, keep an eye on that. Going up to a closer to kickoff here.
Hey, Woody, did anybody take that Rico Daddle, the player of the week? Did anybody have him on their fantasy football team?
I'm guessing he's not owned by many, no.
Because I'm being serious. I'm being serious too. They're going, who are the Dolphins, you know, playing this week? Let's take their running back. Yeah. And you'd have a lot of points because every running back is chewing us up.
I wish I would have known. That was very surprising there, Joe. All right. Speaking of surprising, the Commanders, they are 3-2. They put it on the Chargers 27-10. I would say this is good news for the Dolphins with the Chargers coming to town, but I don't think it's going to matter much.
Boy, they had a chance to put it away early and missing their tackles. I'm not going to say it. I started to say we had to get. Go ahead. What else do you have?
And then the Patriots, they actually beat the Bills 23-20 in Buffalo.
That's not an easy place to win.
No.
Not easy. And they went in there. And by the way, I saw the Bills turned it over three times. The old turn it over three. And it's not for me. You ain't going to win.
You want to give your pick for tonight? KC -3.5 in Jacksonville. Well, please take into account again that Worthy is questionable.
I'm going to go with Kansas City,
regardless of the.
Yeah.
Okay. They're different. They were clearly a different team with him in the lineup, but
let's see.
Fair enough. All right.
Yeah. All right, Woody. Thank you, man.
It's rough out there, bro.
It is rough out there. It's football season, man. It's rough. I can't wait though. Today's gonna be fun. I am gonna be able to sleep
and not watch the Dolphins.
No, I don't have to watch that again.
They get a day off today.
God only knows. Hopefully. I don't know. I don't know what Mike's.
They're gonna go in and watch film.
Yeah, I think today is the day they go in, if I'm not mistaken. Uh-huh. Then they get tomorrow.
Well, whatever they're doing over there ain't working.
It's not working though.
But they're gonna. What do they say? They're gonna look in the mirror.
So they brought up everything: technique. What'd they say? Position, technique, schemes. We're staying together, tied. I mean, we hear the same. Like, they should just come out and go, we're not. We've said it all to you. We just got to get better. And we're all frustrated and all those things. Like, you ain't get just. That's like I tell my wife I'm going to change about something. She, like, you always say, you're not changing.
Mm-hmm.
Not changing. Same old. All right, Woody.
Player Mike's comments.
Hey, we got Omar Kelly going to join us. I didn't even read
How's
Omar's
he doing?
Stuff. I don't know. He was busy yesterday. And so we'll hear from Omar coming up here in just a few minutes. Hey, I want to take a second to talk about Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah. Yeah, the partners of Cohn and Judah Injury Law Firm, personal injury attorneys, implantation, and yes, the same partners who handle your case from start to finish. Each guy's got more than 30 years of experience, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results and small enough just to call you back, man. They don't big time you. I want to talk to everybody out there that's already decided they've been injured, slip and fall, automobile accident, and you saw one of these ads or saw a billboard and go, that's the guy I want, man. I like that look. I like that tie. Oh, that commercial's wonderful. Then you find out when you go to – you set up with case and go, hey, you're going to handle my case for me. Thank you. And they go, oh, no, I just wanted to shake your hand and thank you, but you'll be going, I do handoff attorneys here. You go, what? What's a handoff attorney? Oh, well, that's what they say in sports. You hand off the running back. We hand off the other attorneys. I go, oh, that's great. That's just what I want. So that guy, so that attorney, man or woman, sitting here with five or six cases working on them, you're calling to get an update because you're in pain, wondering what's going on. You don't get a call back. You just go, hey, you know what? I'm just not a priority. I'm not a priority to that big firm. I need Gary and Harvey because they'll come on over, watch the way you're treated, watch the results you get. You start feeling good. Go to their reviews at CohenandJudah.com saying a lot of nice things about those guys for a reason. You're going to get the service you should get and the results you should get. Go to 866-FAIR-FEE. And remember this, they don't pay other lawyers due to the work you hire them to do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.